Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Judy Crondell, and I live in Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau, Alaska. What a pleasure to have a caller from Juneau. I said Juneau. It's not Juneau. It's Juneau.
No, it's Juneau. No, it's not Juneau. It's Juneau.
Oh, but what did you know? Juneau.
That's all right. You got it. You're quick.
Judy, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game, but you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Judy's topic?
They don't teach that at the University of Phoenix.
Oh. How does progress happen? By people being bold enough to ask the questions no one has asked before. Why does the apple fall from the tree? What if we put sleeves on this blanket? This week we read about people breaking new ground in fields of study we didn't even know existed. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the expanding world of academic research. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to play?
Ready.
First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Facing its worst budget shortfall in nearly 100 years, Rice University in Houston recently made the controversial decision to only fund research projects that involve multiple departments. At first, we were worried we wouldn't find a subject that raised research questions throughout multiple academic disciplines, said PhD candidate Rick Kupfner. But then it came to us, something, or should I say someone, who mystified literally everyone here at the university. And hence, the study of Lohanology was born. What began as a co-project between the Women's Studies and Communications departments to study Lindsay Lohan has now grown to include the Medical School, Department of Psychology, and Linguistics Department. We're just trying to understand how she's not in a coma right now, says medical student Tran Nguyen. Meanwhile, Women's Studies undergrad Jessamine Bell has authored a paper she's titled, Seriously, Girl? An Analysis of Lohan, 2006 through 2009. We've got an entire course based just on her Twitter feed, says linguistics professor Matt Spires. She has this fascinating ability to invent new words and reimagine sentence structure, this despite showing signs of being functionally illiterate. Spires and his co-authors will present their findings this fall in Toronto at OMG Whatevs, a conference of leading Lohanologists from China, the Netherlands, and Argentina.
Lohanology. Cross-disciplinary studies of Lindsay Lohan at Rice University. Your next story of a new field of study comes from Adam Felber.
If you're an aspiring scientist with a lively mind and no particular need to be popular with fellow primates, you might just have a future in the burgeoning field of monkey annoyance. Yes, in the current issue of Primate Research, Dr. Kenji Onishi finds that one of the best ways to annoy a Japanese macaque is with flying squirrels. Apparently, flying squirrels are loathed by macaques as much as they are by, say, Russian agents. Dr. Onishi, who specializes in primate peevery, worked long hours to find that those squirrels are the monkey equivalent of, say, rush hour traffic or TV networks that air commercials at 20 times the volume of the actual show. It's possible that some of this over-the-top tree rage might be the male macaques showing off, says Dr. Onishi, but that question, apparently, is why we need to keep annoying monkeys. Next up, Dr. Onishi will study the eating habits of baboons and how it is affected by telemarketing.
The burgeoning field of monkey annoying gives us the discovery that macaques are annoyed by flying squirrels. Your last story of a new horizon in human knowledge comes from Faith Saley.
You know the old adage, it's not what you say, it's in what font you say it that matters. So claims Gil Corbin, a Quinnipiac University psychology professor and self-professed founder of a field he calls fontology. Corbin points to the recent intense public criticism of the Cleveland Cavaliers owner, who wrote an excoriating open letter to LeBron James in the font of Comic Sans. It was like Charlie Brown trying to dress down King James. Pathetic. He might as well have used wingdings, Corbin says. The psychofontologist believes that in these email-based, text-centric times, the font becomes a brand. Your font is your face in the virtual world, declares Corbin, who has a basset hound named Baskerville Oldface. And twin daughters named Ariel and Verdana. So the next time you're thinking of sexting and chalkboard light, think again. You don't want to send your romance to Helvetica in a handbasket.
All right, here are your choices. Judy, from Luke Burbank, the field of Lohanology at Rice University, the study of Lindsay Lohan. From Adam Felber, the field of monkey annoyance. Or from Faith Saley, the psychology of fonts. Which of these is a real field of study right now?
Well, I can't go for A because I can't really believe that any serious institution would have a multidisciplinary study of an empty head. So I guess I'm going to have to go for B.
You're going to go for Adam's story of the flying squirrels annoying the monkeys.
Yes.
All right, well, we actually spoke to someone who reported this story in the scientific literature.
The high-ranking males in the monkey troop would gang up on the squirrel and poke at it.
That was Adam Hadhazy, staff writer for Live Science. He covered the squirrel monkey annoying macaques breakthrough. Congratulations. You got it right. Well done.
Thank you.
You're in the point for Adam. We've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home voicemail technology, whatever it may be. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
It's been fun.
It's been great to have you. Thanks so much for playing.
Bye-bye.